Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
This happened about 15 years ago. I was 21 years old and living in my very first apartment. It was a small bachelor apartment in a sketchy area. I grew up in a town that was known to be rough and tough. I knew how to handle myself and learned at a young age to keep my head down and not go looking for trouble. My apartment building was behind a bar. A lot of the customers of the bar would stand outside to smoke. When they stood outside to smoke, they would be looking at my apartment. Most of the people who were out smoking kept to themselves. A few would nod and say hello if passed by. Never any issues. Until one evening. I came home from work. I passed the bar and saw this extremely tall man outside smoking. As I passed, he just stared at me. I gave him a slight nod, but he did not acknowledge it. He just continued to stare. It made me uncomfortable, but I didn't think much of it. About an hour later, I hear a knock on my door. It was odd because you have to buzz people into the building. The building only had 8 units, and I didn't really know any of the neighbors. I froze because I really didn't want to talk to anyone. But the knocking continued. I finally shouted, "Who is it?" But there was no response. I shouted again, "Who's there?" And the voice said, "It's Tom." I didn't know anyone named Tom, so I shouted back, "I don't know anyone named Tom. You must have the wrong apartment." The voice then said, "You may not know me, but I know you. Open up so we can talk." I went over to the peephole, and it was the tall dude from the bar. I loudly said, "Screw off or I'm calling the cops." I heard his footsteps walk away and heard the building door open and then close. He was gone. Or so I thought. A few minutes later, I peeked out the window and he was standing in the parking lot. He seemed to be talking to himself. At this point, I'm freaking out. I called my landlord who lived in the building next to me. He told me to call the police, and that in the meantime, him and his brother would come check things out. I call the police and tell them what's going on. They said a car is on the way. Meanwhile, my landlord and his brother make their way to the parking lot. I watch out my window and see them approach the guy. The guy takes one look at them and bolts. My landlord and his brother try to chase him, but the tall guy got away. About 5 minutes later, the police arrive. I give my version of events and also a description of the man. The officer just blankly looks at me and says, "We've had reports of a man matching that description who has been preying on women. You should be very glad you didn't open the door." A few days later, I get a call from the officer. He told me part of their investigation was talking to the owner of the bar. The owner called the police when the tall guy reappeared after a few days, and the police responded and arrested him.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I have always been a fan of horror stories and true crime, which is why it was so strange to have my own experience. So, a little background on me. I'm a 20-year-old male college student. I attend a local community college and live at home. My local area includes garbage pickup, but here's the problem. We have a really big piece of property. Our driveway is a good long walk from the house itself. We normally throw garbage into the garbage cans that are just outside of our house, and then on garbage days, I have to take the garbage cans all the way down near to the road so the garbage man can get them. It's a little bit of an inconvenience, but it's not the end of the world. Some of my friends have to bring their own garbage to the local garbage dump, and I'm just happy I don't have to do that. If you're a college student, you probably understand the struggle of maintaining a healthy sleep schedule. If I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't have one. I kind of sleep when I'm tired, and I'm awake when I'm not. Sometimes I get my schoolwork done early in the morning, like 3 a.m., and sometimes it's in the afternoon after class. It really just depends. My horror story begins with me bringing down the garbage cans late at night. What almost always happens is that I don't remember to bring down the cans until the night before, at like 11 p.m., or sometimes later. This means that I'm making multiple trips back and forth, carrying heavy garbage cans in the pitch black. I mentioned that I like horror earlier, but I don't consider myself to be someone that's scared easily. The night and darkness does not scare me very much. I have had a few experiences where I will hear a noise or imagine that I see something out of the corner of my eye, but it's never been anything horrible. I never imagined that I'd have a bad experience carrying the garbage cans until this last summer. It must have been about 2 a.m., and I was moving a really heavy can of trash. It felt like it was at least 100 pounds, full of kitty litter. Why, you might ask? My family has 5 cats. Don't even ask. That wouldn't have been an issue, but all of this kitty litter was in the worst trash can that we could have. The wheels both fell off. So, I was pulling this ridiculously heavy garbage can full of kitty litter that stinks to the high heavens. I get about halfway down my driveway, and of course, the handlebar rips off. The entire can fell over, and at least 1/3 of everything came out into the driveway. I cursed under my breath and just stood there for a moment wondering what I was going to do next. There was a big pile of dirty kitty litter here now. My best idea was to sweep it back into the trash can, so I started making my way back up the driveway. I didn't walk very far before something possessed me to stop and turn back around. I had this strange feeling that I was being watched. I turned my head and looked to see a light coming from my neighbor's house. And all the time that I've been doing the garbage at night, I have never seen this neighbor up that late before. I was pretty sure it was an older man. He had to have been in his late 60s. So it was kind of a surprise to see a light on in his house at this time. It was on the second floor, maybe his bedroom window. His house was on the other side of the road, and it must have been about 10 feet away from the road, so it was a good distance between me and him. I just remember feeling really freaked out that there was someone else awake and watching me. What possible reason could he have for being awake at 2 in the morning? I stood there for a moment, wondering to myself. I was just kind of staring at his window. Again, there was a good bit of distance, and I couldn't see all too clearly, but I felt my heart drop when I saw him walk away from the window. I wasn't exactly sure, but the way he moved made me think that he was standing at his window watching me. He didn't turn out the light, and I didn't see him at the window anymore. I tried telling myself that he was just an old man and that I must have woken him up by dropping this garbage can. I got the broom, started sweeping the kitty litter back into the garbage can, and then brought it next to the road. I felt his eyes on me the whole time, even after he turned off the light. And that was the night everything changed. Every time I ever took down the garbage after that point, I noticed him watching me. I even started mixing up the times when I would bring the garbage down, and it didn't matter if it was 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. He would be there, watching. It was around this time that I also noticed that there must have been a different garbage man. The old guy used to get the garbage out of the can and throw the garbage can itself and the lid on the ground in a really sloppy way. I didn't blame him too much. But I did appreciate that this new guy was making the effort to put the lid back on the garbage can neatly. It makes my life easier to just grab them and bring them back up to the house. This was a pleasant change, but it didn't calm my nerves one bit from being watched. I started getting really creeped out. I asked my parents about what I should do, and they told me I was just being paranoid, that he was an older, retired gentleman that probably doesn't have anything better to do. If I'm being honest with you, I don't care how bored or unoccupied someone's time is. I don't think there's a person on earth that would go out of their way to watch their neighbor take out the garbage if there wasn't some kind of reason for it. This went on for the rest of the summer and into the next semester. I started getting frustrated with the whole situation. It made me really uneasy. I researched stalking laws to see if I could report him for something. I really couldn't do anything, because he never actually left his property. He just always happened to be around when I started moving the garbage. Fall break came around, and I decided that I was going to make a change. I was going to watch him instead. My bedroom just happened to be on the side of the house that I could see his house from my bedroom window. I found a pair of binoculars in the basement, and after bringing the garbage down at 4 a.m. one night, I got situated next to the window and began watching this old man. He didn't turn out his bedroom light, like usual, and it seemed like he was still just sitting there. A half an hour must have gone by before I started getting really sleepy. This guy was just sitting there, watching the garbage. I was just about to go to bed when I noticed he left his bedroom. I tried paying attention to see if any of the other lights turned on in his house, but he didn't turn on any of them. I looked closely to notice any kind of changes. About 40 seconds went by, and I thought I had completely lost him. I didn't see him anywhere. I just concluded that he might be some kind of schizophrenic freak, and this was a waste of my time. Before putting the binoculars down, I looked down at the garbage pail, and I noticed that they were gone. I got really confused for a minute, and I had no idea what was going on. I waited a few more minutes to see that old man was carrying what looked like my garbage cans into his house. I waited about 40 minutes for him to go to bed. After the light in his bedroom went out, I rushed down to the garbage cans and was shocked when I noticed that they were completely empty. He had brought them back, empty. That was when it hit me. We never got a new garbage man. This guy started stealing our garbage. He must have been emptying it in his own house for whatever reason. This creeped me out so much, honestly. I had no idea what to do about it. So I started driving the trash to the dump, just to avoid having to bring the garbage cans down. After a couple weeks of doing that, I noticed that the old man seemed to be less active around his house. I don't know what he was trying to do, but it still freaks me out to this day.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.